An assemblyman from the Hudson Valley was the only New York State official to attend the Operation Warp Speed Vaccine Summit at the White House earlier this month. The next day, New York Governor Andrew Cuomo announced the state's vaccine distribution plan. Orange County Republican Colin Schmidt says he still has some questions and concerns. Assemblyman Schmidt says he was among the about 50 people from around the country invited to attend the December 8th event at the White House.
The top really medical, science, and military officials were there to provide briefings, answer questions, and go over the process that was taken to get us to a point where we have a vaccine to distribute, and the plan, both in real time, what we're doing now, over the next several months, that will be used to ensure a steady stream of vaccine can be distributed equitably across the United States. And you got to, again, talk to Dr. Birx and General Perna, who are in charge of Operation Warp Speed and the vaccine process, folks from the FDA, CDC, the Surgeon General, state governors, state health officials from other states, really got a chance to see what's working, what's not working, what everybody's doing. And I truly was inspired by the federal, state, local, and private sector collaboration that was seen. And I've seen that be successful in my role as an assemblyman during this entire coronavirus pandemic. And it's being put to good use during this vaccine distribution plan.
And Schmidt explains why he was the only New York State official in attendance.
I've worked on the COVID-19 response both as an assemblyman and as a member of the Army National Guard, having been activated for federal relief duty for the COVID-19 mission for several months, as you know. And I believe that was recognized by the federal government and by the Operation Warp Speed, and that's why they extended the invitation to me.
Then you get back and you write a letter to Governor Cuomo. What was addressed? You know, what still needs to be addressed now that the governor has obviously come out with his vaccination plan? What is still to be worked out from your letter, and was it responded to?
Sure. No, it's great news to see the first vaccinations being distributed, or as kind of everybody's saying, shots in arm, right? The goal of the whole vaccination plan, testing, everything was to get to a place where we can have shots in the arm. We're going to continue to see, I think, a positive distribution. We have Moderna, which is the second company's vaccine that should be approved by the FDA by Friday, which will greatly step up the amount of people who can receive vaccination across the country and in the state of New York. And you know, my letter to the governor and my conversations directly with the governor's office really revolve around a few items. One is the transparency of the vaccine distribution plan in New York. There are numerous phases for this vaccination to be distributed and who will be given to. And it starts out with nursing home patients, staff, doctors, and that's great. And then it goes down into different levels, at what level certain first responders are, other vulnerable seniors, other vulnerable members of the population, so on and so forth, until we get to general distribution. But unlike what other states have done, there are no numbers attributed to that. And I think the public needs to be aware of that. They see numbers 150,000, 19,000 on a region, 300-something thousand. But when does it get to be their phase that can benefit? So the first thing we've asked the governor's office for, we're still waiting for the governor to do this in his vaccine distribution plan, is put a number on it. At what dose level do we go from phase one to phase two, phase two to phase three, so on and so forth? I think that will provide more confidence to the general public when they know, okay, I'm a cop, I'm a fireman, I'm in this phase, and once I see after X amount of doses, it'll be my time where I can go get it. So I think that is the first step. The second step, there's this very complicated wording in the governor's vaccine plan regarding the COVID hotspots, so the orange zone, the yellow zone, the red zones, which, as you know, my district has had to deal with several of those zones so far since that concept has been implemented. We had the Newburgh-New Windsor area one. We had one impacting Stony Point with the Rockland County zone. We had the zone in the Monroe area that impacted parts of my district. And there's some wording about possibly increasing doses to those areas to to bring down the zone and to prevent the zone from getting worse. But there's really not that many specifics on that. And I believe that when we have these hot zones, these zones with additional restrictions, we should see some more supply, whether that's more forward stations in those areas, more whether it be using the National Guard, state resources to provide more general distribution in those areas. So I'd like to see really step-by-step laid out. So when communities like mine who have been affected by a higher number of cases, had a higher infection rate, or we've faced this restriction zone in several parts of my district, they can know that we're going to do everything we can at the state level to bring that number down and to get rid of that restriction as soon as possible using the vaccine and ensure that zone does not grow. So those are two of the main concerns that I have, that I continue to have, and I continue to urge the governor's office to take action on and to be more transparent and more clear with the general public, to have more confidence in the vaccine process and to know where they fall when it comes to taking care of their health. McKesson is a major piece of the distribution for the Moderna vaccine, which is hopefully going to be approved by Friday. McKesson has a large facility on the border of my district in the Montgomery-Hamptonburg area, so very excited that locally a major employer is going to play a major role in distributing that vaccine, really not only in the region, the local region, but the larger multi-state region. And so we have in the Hudson Valley, at least for the Moderna vaccine, we're going to have a facility that's going to be on the front lines of distributing that vaccination. And that's something we're proud of, but I think also something that I brought up to the governor's office that's important to recognize and to see how does that play in for the Hudson Valley constituents I represent, given that we have a location right here that's going to play such a pivotal role, and how does that possibly help us get some additional resources?
Assemblyman Colin Schmidt represents the 99th District. Reporting from WAMC's Hudson Valley Bureau on the campus of Vassar College, I'm Hudson Valley Bureau Chief Allison Dunn.